Chapter 6. Mirror, mirror, let me in. We find 12 mirrors in the castle. The mirror in the queen's room, the king's room, the prince's room, the guest rooms, the maid's rooms. There are even two in the ballroom. None of them work. And knocking on them isn't always easy either. There was a maid in the queen's room. We told her that Her Majesty requested her presence downstairs so that we could continue exploring. If we don't stop exploring soon, we are definitely going to get caught.
Now what? We've tried all of them, Jonah huffs after we visited every room thrice.
Maybe the magic mirror isn't at the palace, I say. Maybe it's at Cinderella's house. Snow White lived in the palace before she had to run away. So maybe the portal is where the main character originally lives, before she gets to live happily ever after.
But we don't even know where Cinderella lives.
We can follow her home, I say. She knows where she lives.
Do you think she's still here?
Jonah asks. Wait, what time is it? I glance down at my watch.
Oh no, I'm not wearing my watch. I took it off last night before bed.
Not that my watch would tell me what time it is here, but it would tell me what time it is at home so we could get home before my parents wake up. And now I have no idea what time it is in Smithville. Arr!
Jonah follows me sneakily down the hallway back into the ballroom, and I spot a huge round clock hanging on the far wall. It's 11:55. I scan the room for Cinderella and spot her dancing with the prince. Now the clock says 11:56. Does Cinderella not realize what time it is?
It's getting late, Jonah says. We should tell her to go. Doesn't she turn into a pumpkin at 12?
Her coach turns into a pumpkin, not her. I grab hold of his sleeve.
But no, don't do anything. We don't want to mess anything up.
We wait. We watch. 11:58. 11:59. My heart thumps.
What if our just being here messed things up? What if we don't have to do anything but be here and the story changes anyway? What if she changes back into her rags right here and everyone gasps and freaks out and the prince doesn't want to marry her after all? 12! Ding dong! Ding dong! Ding dong!
Cinderella looks up at the clock. Her face pales when she sees the time. She looks at the prince, says goodbye, and then sprints. Like, really fast. She makes a mad dash right out of there. She doesn't look back. She just goes, goes, goes. Zoom! Rhymes with flume.
We have to follow her, I order Jonah, and sprint right behind her. If we lose her, we won't know where she lives. At least we didn't mess up the story, Jonah calls out.
We follow her outside. She's running down the steps of the palace, and the prince is chasing after her. She's in the front, Jonah and I are to her left, and the prince is behind us. We're a triangle on the move. On the bottom step, her glass slipper falls off, just like it's supposed to. Yes! We didn't mess anything up! She glances back for a second, but sees the prince behind her and doesn't stop moving. She just goes, goes, goes.
Wait, wait, wait!
The prince yells. I look behind and see that he's stopped. He bends down and picks up the slipper. Jonah and I, however, keep on running. Cinderella jumps into her coach and shouts, "Go, go, go!" The footmen and horses go, go, go.
Oh no! Jonah exclaims. How are we going to keep up on foot?
Run, I order. Fast, fast, fast. We chase the coach down the block. I'm huffing and puffing, and I really need to do more exercise because I am not in very good shape, and I see a spark up ahead, like someone is lighting a match. The coach begins to glimmer. The horses are shaking. Something is happening. Kabam! The coach is shrinking. The horses are shrinking. The footmen are shrinking. Poof! Cinderella is sitting on her butt in the middle of the street next to a squashed pumpkin. The horses are mice. The footmen are lizards. The coachman is a rat. The whole transformation only took about 2 seconds.
I wish I had my dad's video camera so I could put it on YouTube. Jonah is standing beside me with his jaw wide open.
Did anyone else see that? Someone else must have seen that!
I look around the empty moonlit street. We're the only witnesses. Oh well, Cinderella says to herself. She looks nothing like the Cinderella of 2 minutes ago. No wonder her own family didn't recognize her. Her hair hangs around her shoulders, and she's no longer wearing any platinum eyeshadow or red lipstick or any makeup at all. Her dress is plain brown. Her jewelry is gone, too. She stands up and brushes her dress off. She takes off her right glass slipper and starts walking barefoot.
What do we do now? Jonah asks.
Isn't it obvious?
We follow her home.